This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Bruno Mars. The time now is 14 minutes after 4, and you're still tuned into the Campus Talk with your girl, Nhlanhla Intombi Yakandosi, right here on MUT Radio. Guys, as I told you today, we have a guest who will be telling us more about the South Africa Innovation Week 2026. Miss Portia Dlamini, hello.
Hi, Sne, how are you?
Ngiyaphilunjani, ma'am.
Ngiyaphila.
Okay, before we get into the nitty-gritties of SA Innovation Week, may you please give us a brief introduction? What's on Miss Portia kahle kahle? Ubani, wenzani MUT, and how are you affiliated to the institution, Jay?
Okay, thank you so much. So uPortia Dlamini intokazi nje ephumelele kaNdingizi. Ngifike eMUT was 2024, ngifika through an internship by uHSRC, which I was hosted by the Office of Technology Transfer under research directorate.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So what exactly is this SA Innovation Week 2026? Kwenzakalani lapan?
Okay, so Innovation Week, South African Innovation Week, so it was started this year. So it's in collaboration with UTIA, which is Technology Innovation Agency, whereby it's a national platform that brings together our innovators, our researchers, our industry leaders and government, whereby they showcase now their cutting edge technologies and solutions to our problems that we're facing in the country.
That's very interesting. So what was MUT Technology Transfer Office objective for attending this year's Innovation Week? What was the plan?
Yes. So MUT, I feel like this event was the event that was going to put the MUT flag in the fly very high, because there we were exhibiting our cutting edge research that emanated from our cutting edge technologies that emanated from research. So I'm talking about our technologies from healthcare to agriculture.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. What kind of response did you receive from various visitors, innovators, and other institutions, Konalapa?
To be honest, starting with the institutions, it was a surprise, first of all, to see MUT that they did not expect us to see us there, and they did not expect the technologies that we have to be showcased in such a big event. But it was very positive and encouraging at the same time, because we were now encouraged that we need to attend more events like this, and we need to continue to innovate. We need to sisigqugquzele our innovators and our researchers to come up with more ideas that will solve our problems that we are facing in the country.
I hear you, ma'am. Do you think the reason they were not expecting us is because we are like of where we're located as an institution?
That's number one. So EMUT is known of this, one of the previously disadvantaged universities, whereby you do not expect them to see in such events.
And I'm glad that you were there to represent us, okay?
So, yes, we were there. We flied the flag as EMUT very, very high.
Were there any meaningful partnerships or collaborations initiated during the event itself?
Yes, there were. So we have this project. It's called the Campus Communication. So this project now is ready for Uguti e-public. It's ready for Uguti e-public. This project is focusing more on communication between our students and lecturers. At the same time, while we were developing it, we found out that it's also good for our coordination with my events. So we met one of the people there about they were like, they are interested in this innovation, whereby now it will assist them in coordinating seamlessly my events. We also had organic herbicides, which is made up of only organic substances that is good for the environment, which kills the invasive weed that is a problem here in South Africa. So this herbicide is not only good for the environment, it kills weed and at the same time enhances the growth of the grass. So people there that have game farms and people who are planting at home, they were very, very interested in this product. And they were like, it's a very good product because it's not harmful to the environment and it's healthy.
I can imagine the impact we have made Kona Kona Lapa. Cause,
okay. I'm telling you.
Mm. Cause
yes, and then we talks with our industry partners that they need to accelerate and put this product into the market because the market is very ready for this product.
Mm.
Yes.
And I can imagine the impact it's gonna have once it's out there. Ngathi ithatha inhliziyo zabantu ingakaphumi ngisho ukuphuma.
Yes, of course. So, Nji, we are in the talks, Nji, nabantu who are going to help us with registering those products and putting it out there.
Mm. So, how many innovations or technologies did MUT exhibit? Can you highlight in some a few that stood out?
Okay, so we had this organic herbicide that I'm talking about now
mm-hmm.
that kills this invasive weed we have here in South Africa and also enhances growth of the grass. We also had ICAMCOM, which is the campus communication, which was also an event organizing app. So we had those two, and then we had a low-cost ceiling solution, which is not only affordable, and also it improves the indoor comfort in our low to medium homeowners, and also energy efficient. We also had the cure to the treatment. We have the cure to the cancer. So it's a cutting edge cure of the cancer whereby we use inhibitors that promote the growth of the cancer cells.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes.
This highlights the important of a research department as a whole, which is very interesting. So how do these technologies address real challenges in South Africa particularly? Okay, particularly in the area of healthcare, agriculture, and housing.
Okay, so if I can start with agriculture, as I've mentioned that we have this cutting-edge technology of an organic herbicide that kills this invasive weed that abantabaningi who are in farming that are suffering on because they constantly dig this plant, invasive, but it keeps on coming back. And when it comes back, as an invasive now. So it's fighting with the growth. And my plants are born. Also, Icorite is not friendly for the animals that live there. Some of them, we found out that after they have this day and then Baba in contact with skin sabo with this plant, they become sick. Some of them Baba Neresh. So this herbicide is very, very good for that because it kills the weed danger within 24 hours. At the same time, if my animals, they graze on a grass that was sprayed with this herbicide, they grow and it does not kill the animals or make them sick.
Okay.
And also there was a low cost ceiling. That one addresses a real problem that we have in our country because some of us in my car we do not have a ceiling because it's very expensive.
True.
This low cost ceiling is it's a low cost ceiling and also more comfortable and reduces electricity cost in my car.
Oh, yes. Ma'am, I think you've highlighted more than enough in terms of what happened and you've given us a briefing here that is very, very clear.
Thank you so much, Nee. And I encourage our researchers at MUT and our students to come and visit our office, Leander Research Directorate. Come and talk to us if they have any ideas. Cutting edge ideas that are innovative to come visit us and see and hear what can we offer them.
Of course, mhlambe ungakwazi ukubashiya an email address that they can email if mhlambe they would like to come to your offices or maybe a number they can call.
Yes, no problem. So if they can contact Ms. Makosi Qirikhulu on makosi@mut.ac.za or they can call in number yes office which is 031-899-9518.
Can you
repeat the number? 031-819-9518.
Thank you very much, Ms. Portia Lamini.
Thank you very much for the invite.
It's okay. Hopefully, you'll be back.
Very soon, yes.
Okay, Balalele Makaya, that right there was Upmas Portia Lamini giving you all you need to know about what happened at the SA Innovation Week 2026.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.